Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. Pep Guardiola has expressed his delight after City won the Carabao Cup for a third successive season and took the first step towards realising their ongoing treble ambitions with a nervy 2-1 win over Aston Villa at Wembley. A close-range finish from Sergio Aguero set Guardiola's side on their way before Rodri dampened hopes of an upset when he headed home Ilkay Gundogan's corner with half an hour on the clock. While it initially looked as though Villa would be on the end of a hiding from there, they found a way back when Mbawana Samata became the fifth African player to score in League Cup finals following John Stones' glaring error. City, though, managed to see out the victory and pick up the trophy, and Guardiola was understandably happy with the results, especially after their exploits in midweek in the victory over Real Madrid.
A lot of energy we spent in Madrid. We play in general really well, and yeah, we have another trophy in our club.
Moving on, and Sergio Aguero has reassured fans that he's okay after appearing to take a knock during the cup final win over Villa. Aguero scored the opening goal after converting Phil Foden's headed down assist. The striker almost scored his second in the final 10 minutes of the match. He latched onto a Bernardo Silva cross at the far post but pulled his volley wide. During the fray though, Aguero collided with a Villa defender and he stayed down clutching his shin. Minutes later he was replaced by Gabriel Jesus and the forward hobbled off the pitch toward the dugout. He was later spotted though with an ice pack on his shin, but Aguero confirmed that it shouldn't be a big problem. And finally, City are said to be ready to pay €2 million to sign Dortmund's Nemandy Collins. Dortmund took Collins from Fortuna Dusseldorf last summer and included him in their under-17 squad for the season. The right-footed centre-back has 4 goals and an assist in 19 appearances in the under-17 Bundesliga West, and it looks like his displays this season have drawn attention from elsewhere. It is claimed that City have set their sights on signing the 16-year-old. That's all for now. We'll have more later.